Following is a President's at Price, Utah, Tuesday, September 21st, 1948.
Hello, Congressman.
How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's with a great deal of pleasure that I introduce
Representative Walter Granger. We will introduce President Truman to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud of this great turnout of people. We are grateful for the grand rhythm we have here today, and we welcome you here. It is my high honor and great privilege to present to you the President of the United States. Governor, Mr. Mayor, Congressman Granger. That's not the first time that Congressman Granger has introduced me. You see, the Congressman and I have been friends for many, many years. He very ably represents you in Washington, and I hope you'll keep him there. I like your governor, too. This certainly is a wonderful welcome to the great state of Utah. I appreciate these flags and these legionnaries and the 48s who've come out here to give me the welcome that I appreciate. I happen to be a veteran of the First War. I tried to be a veteran of the Second World War, and General Marshall wouldn't let me. I was in the United States Senate. The general was chief of staff. And after we passed the First Draft Act in 1940, I went down to see the general and asked him if he didn't need somebody to train artillerymen in the ability to shoot. And I'd been doing that ever since the First World War was over, and that I thought I had the ability to do it. And I was a colonel in the Reserve Corps. The general pulled his text down on the end of his nose like that, and he says, how old are you? And I'm 56. Well, he says, you're just too old for this war. This is a young man's war. You better go on back and do your duty in the Senate. Well, I went back and did the best I could in the Senate, and you see where I got myself by doing it. And General Marshall, afterwards, as chief of staff, was waiting out in my office one day to see me. And my secretary, Mr. Conley, asked him what his reply would be under the circumstance he then labored under when I was president and he was chief of staff. Well, the general said, without batting an eye, I'd give him the same answer, but I'd be a little more diplomatic about it. Congressman Granger paid me a very high compliment when I was out here as a senator. He introduced me up at Bingham. And he told me that he had become so fond of me that when the Mormons moved back to Independence, he was going to let me stay. I thought that was the greatest compliment that could be paid to anybody. I've been very appreciative of this wonderful valley through which we've been coming. I've been looking at it ever since we entered the great state of Utah. And I never saw any garden spot that is any better than this one. I can't make odious comparisons because they bring it home to me. I said something about the weather once in California, and I got charged with saying that California weather was better than Florida weather, and they've been fighting about it ever since. So I see that this valley is as beautiful as any I've seen. I've been reading something about some of the history of your town, and it has a wonderful background. I came into this state to talk to you about reclamation and conservation, and I shall make a speech on that subject tonight in Salt Lake City, which will cover my views on that subject. And after I have set out the views and the principles of the Democratic Party and the principles on which the Democratic Party works, which are those of being for the people and not special interests, I want you then to weigh the welfare of this country in your minds. And then, on election day, do what's best for you and the country. And if you do that, I won't have to move out of the White House. I'd like to present my wife and daughter to you, if you'd like to meet them. Miss Truman. My daughter Margaret.